In local news, the Raglan Community Board is meeting today in the Tiuku Hall for the first time since Tiuku was included in the Community Board area after the last election. Community Board Chairperson Dennis Amor says they'll be meeting in Tamata later on in the year. The meeting starts with the open forum at 1:30 before getting into business at 2. The meeting will include a presentation from Well Energy about putting more EV chargers in Raglan, as the chargers beside the Town Hall are proving to be increasingly popular despite the fact they're no longer free to use. Council will present their connectivity strategy, which is council speak for plans for trails for walking, biking or horsing around the district. There'll be updates on progress on our civil defence plan, work at the wharf, the Wenera walkway and the never-ending Manu Bay breakwall situation, where we're still waiting for consultants to do work that was promised several months ago. We might also be hearing back about issues raised at the last meeting, including, it's very exciting, potholes, the conditions of rural roads, the danger of the Greenslade Road intersection on State Highway 23 and speeding on the main road. There's not much chance of speeding this week, though, on the main road, because motorists should, in fact, be on the alert for council work crews around the main road and Upper Bow Street area, where they're installing bigger, better, faster and more reliable pipes to our critical water mains. And still with council, they've received a final report on last year's election, which shows the vote for the Waikato district dropped from 34.4% in 2019 to a disappointing 32.3% last year. And this compares to a nationwide rise from 41.7% to 45.58% last year. In actual numbers, this means only 17,572 of the 54,380 electors in our district actually voted. The council has until September to consider the possibility of STV for our next election, in case that might entice voters back. And in local sport, the Raglan Roosters lost their game last Sunday against POT FC. Although Māori got a brace of goals, it wasn't enough, and they went down 5-3 in their second Sunday League match. And that is the Raglan news for Wednesday, 3rd of May, 2023.